We all like to think that we are right in our understanding of the Bible. I have read that there are over 22,000 different Christian denominations. Each thinks that they are the ones that are right. Being convinced that you are right is no guarantee that you are. There is only one that is always right, God. God has provided us with His Word, which is precisely correct when rightly divided. I'd like to read 3 verses here for you. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. I'm going to pause here just for a second and let you have time to get to these verses, because I want you to see them in your own Bible. And if you like to mark your Bible, then you should mark these verses, because they're very important. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And then Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man's body. King James says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Underline, living soul. And then go to Isaiah 43, verse 7. Isaiah 43, verse 7. It says, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, and I have formed him, yea, I have made him. In this verse, mark 3 words: created, I have created him, underline, formed, I have formed him, and I have made him. God created man, He formed man, and made man. The Bible interprets itself if we allow it to. Most use the Bible as a grab bag of sayings to prove preconceived notions. The principles of rightly dividing the Word allows us to see and understand the simple yet profound truth of God's love and mercy. We can appropriate the power and promises of God if we are willing to rightly divide the Word and allow it to interpret itself. There is much confusion among the Christian denominations concerning the very basic concepts of Christianity. For instance, there is a great debate whether or not a person can be saved and then become not saved. There is debate and misunderstanding over the soul and whether the soul is the same as the spirit. These debates are really the froth on top of a much deeper lack of understanding. Much of the confusion stems from not understanding the difference between body, soul, and spirit. There is a distinct difference. Many believe that the soul and spirit are the same thing, yet the Bible makes a clear distinction between them. 3 distinct aspects of a Christian are pointed out in this verse: soul, spirit, and body. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Spirit, soul, and body. This is Paul who's writing, and he says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning, the first man's body was formed from the dust of the earth. Genesis 2, verse 7, the first half of the verse. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the earth. The Hebrew word for formed is yatsar, which means to fashion out of something that is already in existence. God formed man out of a substance which already existed, which was dust. The word man is Adam, which means red earth. Our bodies are composed of the same elements that are in the dust of the earth. Genesis 3:19. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. The human body was formed, yatsar, from the dust of the ground. Everything must finally return to its original state. Therefore, the body must return to dust. This is true for mankind and also for animals. Ecclesiastes 3:20. All go unto one place. All are of dust, and all turn to dust again. Now let's consider the Hebrew word nephesh, which is translated soul. The soul is that which gives the body its life. Look at Genesis 2:7 again, with particular attention to the second part of the verse. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man, talking about man's body, of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Breathed into his nostrils is the figure of speech condescensio, where human characteristics are attributed to God. When God bestowed life into Adam, he made man a living soul. The word made in Hebrew is asha and means a substance required of which the thing made consists. The soul is that which gives life to the body. The soul has nothing to do with whether you are born again or not. As long as a person breathes, he or she has a soul. 1 Peter 3:20. I'll give you a second to get there. 1 Peter 3:20. Which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls were saved by water. During the flood, these 8 souls were spared. Were they Christians? No, they couldn't be, since Christ had not yet come. Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives were 8 alive souls. Let's look at a New Testament example. Acts 27:37. Again, I'll give you a couple of seconds here to get there. Acts 27:37. And we were in all in the ship, 276 souls. Paul and Luke were sailing to Rome on this ship, and they were the only believers. But the Bible states that there were 276 souls on board. There were 276 alive people on that ship, including Paul and Luke. Soul is that part that gives life to the body. When soul is confused with spirit, all sorts of misunderstanding results. Some Christian and Eastern religions talk about the immortality of the soul and the transmigration of the soul, but the Bible does not agree. Not only do men have a soul, but every animal also has a living soul. This remains true while a man or an animal is alive. Note that the word life in the following verses is the same word as soul. Genesis 1:30. And every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. That's Genesis 1:30. That word life is the Hebrew word that's translated soul. Genesis 1. And now notice in that verse 30 that it's talking about animals have soul. Genesis 1:20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, That is the Hebrew word for soul. Animals have soul life or breath life. In the following verses, the word creature is nephesh, the same word used for soul. Genesis chapter 1, verse 21. And God created great whales and every living creature, every living soul. Genesis chapter 1, verse 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature, the living soul. Body and soul are not eternal. When the body dies, it reverts back to the earth. When the body dies, the soul ceases to be alive. Only the spirit is eternal and continues to live. So what part of man is created? His spirit was created. God is spirit. He created first man in his image, spirit. God formed a body for the man to habitate, bestowed soul life to the body, and called it Adam, which means red earth. Body and soul were formed and made to be first man's earth suit. Since the fall of Adam, mankind has been what Paul calls the natural man or the old man, just body and soul. The natural man has no spirit because Adam and Eve's spirit died when they ate of the forbidden fruit. The red earth body continued to live because it had soul life, but began to deteriorate due to the lack of spirit. So in essence, after the fall of man, a mere shell of Adam and Eve were turned out of the garden where they could no longer function because they were no longer spirit. Natural man is a mere shell of what man was intended to be. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man, body and soul man, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Natural man does not have spirit. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God created. The literal meaning of to create is to bring something out of nothing or to bring into existence something which never existed before, a distinctly different concept than formed or made. God created the spirit of the first man. After God formed, made, and created the earth and its inhabitants, animals, snakes, fish, mosquitoes, and so on, he created man. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. What is the image of God? John 4, verse 24 says, God is spirit. So God created man as spirit, his image. In the beginning, God created the spirit man. God formed the body of man and made the soul of man. We are born as natural man, body and soul. We inherit the characteristic traits and the body style of our ancestors, all the way back to Adam and Eve. We also inherit the tendency to sin and the effect of sin, which ends in death. As natural man, we are the living dead, walking through this world as grass that will soon wither and be gone. The natural man is subject to the God of this world and is trapped with no hope, waiting to die. The natural man has soul or breath life. Most of the world religions are soul-centered religions. Transcendence of the soul, reincarnation, the study of chi are all soul-based. Much of so-called Christian religion is soul-based with the focus on performance and attaining a higher level of consciousness or elimination of sins. Paul calls this soul religion the weak and beggarly elements, or stoichia in the Greek. There are many born-again believers who have Christ in them with power from on high who are tricked into following after body and soul-focused religion. In doing so, they quench the spirit and pass up the blessing of living like a child of God. It was already happening in the day of Paul, in Galatians chapter 4. I'll wait for just a second here and let you get there. Galatians chapter 4, verse 8. Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that you have known God, or rather, are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Ye observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain, the beggarly elements. Those of us who God has called out of the devil's world and into his family have Christ in us, the Spirit recreated in us. We have regained what Adam and Eve lost, the Spirit. We are once again spiritual beings with eternal life who have a body and soul for our earth suit. John chapter 3, verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. We are a distinct people of spirit. We should no longer focus on the beggarly elements of this devilish world, but instead we should be pursuing the words of the Spirit. Romans chapter 2, and be not conformed to this world. Don't be squeezed into shape by this cosmos that's around us, but be ye transformed, metamorphosized by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. Ephesians 1, chapter 13, in whom you also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Colossians 1:27, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Body, soul, spirit, formed, made, created. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Only hope of glory is Christ in you. God bless you.